Proclamation number 8045 of 22nd of November, 1961. Striving for living faith. Every person should strive to gain a living faith, for then he will never be without strength. He will always take refuge in me, in whom he has a living faith, and constantly be able to receive strength from me. For this flows to every person who unites with me in prayer or heartfelt thoughts of me. But a living faith requires a life of love. Because anyone who lives in love draws me to himself, who is love. And anyone who can be present to me will no longer doubt me. He will have gained a living faith and will no longer sever his bond with me. He will never be without strength and thus need not fear anything he encounters. Living faith is to be highly valued, for the human being no longer walks his path alone but in constant company, because I will no longer leave him, for he allows my presence in him through love. Faith in me is also the past test of will. The human being has taken the path back to me, for he acknowledges me. Otherwise he would not be able to believe, or his faith would only be dead. But if his faith has come alive through love, a change of nature has already taken place in him. Love has kindled a light in him in which he now also recognizes me myself and cannot help but consciously strive towards me and seek the union with me which he once gave up. Love and faith cannot be thought of without each other. For living faith emerges from love. Spiritual knowledge becomes conviction, as it were, which cannot be proven because love gives bright light. And only convinced faith provides the human being with strength which I myself can now give to him because I am present to him through love. How commonly a person walks his earthly path who has a convinced faith. He never feels abandoned or weak. He knows that I am close to him. He comes to me with every request and knows that I will grant him every request he makes to me in earthly or spiritual adversity. A living faith is truly strength-giving. And therefore you should all strive to gain such faith. Then it will prove your approach to me, your will to be united with me. You will acknowledge me and thus pass the test of will for the purpose of which you stay on earth. And then I will also be able to give you life, as I have promised. He who believes in me shall not die eternally. You are therefore still doomed to death as long as you are unable to believe in me myself, who redeemed the world from sin and death in the man Jesus. For as long as you still don't recognize me in Jesus, and as long as you are still under the spell of sin, as long as your spirit is still darkened, and this always means that you refuse to acknowledge me as you once did. And you should try to free yourselves from this dark spiritual state. You should change your nature into love again, and then you will also be able to believe in me as your God and Creator, as your Father of eternity. You will soon try to establish the bond and it will become a firm conviction in you, because love will shine in you. If you let it shine in, it gives you bright enlightenment. And you will truly awaken from death to life. You will believe in my presence alive, and then I will also reveal myself to you. I will prove myself to you. Because you believe. Amen.